Today we just heard the final passage of Matthew's gospel. Matthew is concluding his gospel today. The scene takes place on a mountain in Galilee where the risen Jesus is triumphant. When the 11 disciples see the risen Lord, they have two reactions. They worship him, and they doubted. They worshiped him, that's understandable. They're in the presence of the victorious Messiah who could not worship at that moment. And at the same time, they doubted. And that is understandable. To doubt is a perfectly human response. Doubt, a feeling of uncertainty, doubt, a lack of conviction. That's what it means. To doubt, then, is not to deny. To doubt is not to deny. I mean, think about it. The whole story of our Lord seems too good to be true. Who could not have some doubt? Today, the church contemplates the mystery of the Holy Trinity. This great mystery. Again, too good to be true. How could we not have some doubt? Remember, while the disciples saw him and worshiped him, they doubted all simultaneously. That makes our doubt from time to time a little easier to swallow. That makes our doubt easier to live with, doesn't it? So as the disciples doubted, they were actually showing us the model. Every disciple of our Lord, every follower of Jesus will waver between worship and doubt. We will waver between faith and doubt. Faith and doubt. And that's okay. But many times we're scared of doubt when we try and stay on this path of faith and experience doubt, we become afraid. I had a conversation with a man in the last year, and he said, "Monsignor, I have many doubts. I have many sincere doubts." I said, "That's okay." So did those who saw Jesus. I mean, we're not angels. Angels have a resolute will. I mean, we're human beings. We waver between faith and doubt. Faith and doubt. And I told him, his doubt will leave 30 minutes after he's dead. And he didn't think that was funny. We don't think it's funny because we don't like doubt. I mean, doubt is darkness. Pope Francis, in a general audience last year, spoke about how he doubts. And why would not I, as your priest, a human being, why wouldn't I doubt? Why wouldn't I, like you, from time to time have a lack of conviction? I mean, I do doubt from time to time whether I'll make it to heaven. Why wouldn't I? Have I given enough? Have I done enough? Is my faith strong enough? Romans 10:9-10, he who believes will be saved. Do I believe deeply enough? So this weekend we have good news. And the good news is that in spite of the doubt of the disciples, Jesus still used them. Jesus was still with them and worked through them. And it's the same with us. Despite our imperfect faith, despite our feelings of uncertainty from time to time, despite our lack of conviction, our Lord is still with us. Our Lord will still use us. The message this week is this: worship and doubt, faith and doubt, seem to go together like salt and pepper. Our Lord accepted that in his disciples. The question for us is, can we accept that? Amen.